Well, fantastic Friday morning, beloved. Another week has gotten away from us again, hasn't it? And it's been my blessing to be able to share these few minutes each morning with you, the wonderful church that God has blessed me with. Let's go ahead and begin this morning in Hosea chapter 11, verses 1 through 11. Where God's love for Israel is compared to a parent's love for a child. A time of exile is predicted prior to the people being reconciled to God. And again, God's saving word for us this week is and has been mercy and forgiveness. Let's begin. The Lord says, when Israel was a child, I loved him and called him out of Egypt as my son. But the more I called to him, the more he turned away from me. My people sacrificed to Baal. They burned incense to idols. And yet, I was the one who taught Israel to walk. I took my people up in my arms, but they did not acknowledge that I took care of them. I drew them to me with affection and love. I picked them up and held them to my cheek. I bent down to them and fed them. They refused to return to me, and so they must return to Egypt, and Assyria will rule them. War will sweep through their cities and break down the city gates. It will destroy my people because they do what they themselves think best. They insist on turning away from me. They will cry out because of the yoke that is on them, but no one will lift it from them. How can I give you up, Israel? How can I abandon you? Could I ever destroy you as I did Admah, or treat you as I did Zeboim? My heart will not let me do it. My love for you is too strong. I will not punish you in my anger. I will not destroy Israel again. For I am God and not a mere human being. I, the Holy One, am with you. I will not come to you in anger. My people will follow me when I roar like a lion at their enemies. They will hurry to me from the west. They will come from Egypt as swiftly as birds and from Assyria like doves. I will bring them to their homes again. I, the Lord, have spoken. Today's key verse is Hosea chapter 11, verse 9, where God says, I am God and not a mere human being. I, the Holy One, am with you. I will not come to you in anger. Wow, wasn't that, you know, we've been hearing all through Hosea how this terrible judgment is coming upon Israel. And most deservedly so. I mean, they have earned every ounce of God's wrath. But here, the prophet is revealing God's true heart, that he loves Israel, and it's breaking his heart to have to discipline them. But he knows it's for their own good, and when they've been disciplined and they've learned their lesson, then God promises that he's going to return them from all the lands that they have been vanquished to. Well, let's go ahead and pray. Loving God, like a parent, you want the best for me. You love me even when I make mistakes and stray from your teachings. You are ready to welcome me when I turn to you. Help me as I mature in faith and grow in knowledge of you. Amen. Well, our time this week has come to an end. I truly hope to see you all on Sunday. And, whether it is in person in the sanctuary, or if you join us on Zoom or on Facebook, my heart is with you. I want to be with you, to see you, to fellowship together. And so until next time, God bless.